Everyone, it's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Star Wars merchandise that was announced at San Diego Comic-Con. There was tons of new stuff, new books, new comics, new toys, all kinds of lovely, lovely stuff. So, James, what caught your eye at this event?
I would definitely have to say the new comic series that were announced. We got some new announcements from both Marvel and IDW. Still weirded out by IDW, but whatever. Over at Marvel, they've got the some of the solo books tie-in, you know, the comic book retelling of the movie. Yeah. I always skip those, but it's nice of them to have them. But then, more importantly, they had the Ages of comics, which are three 10-issue series, one set in the Republic, one in the Rebellion era, and one in the Resistance era. It was very convenient of them to have our names for all of them, I suppose. Yeah. But and that won't be at all confusing.
I was a little bit, when I saw that series announced, I was like, oh, 30 issues? I'm hoping that's over multiple years. I don't... that could get a little bit of... I mean, even if it's a monthly series for the 10 issues, it's just too much, just too much out for Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, if they do it one per month, it's going to be almost 3 years. As far as I know, they did not announce what the format is going to be, so we'll have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. We also need to wait and see who are going to be involved, what creative teams, who's attached to what characters are going to be used. It looks like they're not, like, overarching stories, like the 10-issue miniseries will have a beginning and an end, but it seems more like each individual issue will focus on a particular character.
Almost like one-shots, aren't they?
Yeah, like a series of one-shots, which can be very hit and miss. But until we actually see them,
yeah,
I'll remain optimistic.
Personally, I like the fact of only having like one or two Star Wars books a week. That's about enough. One a week is good. I like it when they spread out, you know, but more than that's a little bit tricky. Got some other bits and pieces. There was like a new book featuring Padme, which was kind of came out of nowhere.
Queen's Shadow. Written by E.K. Johnston, who, if I remember correctly, was the writer on the Ahsoka book.
Yeah.
Which was quite good. So even though I never really cared all that much about Padme as a character, E.K. Johnston, I'll definitely check this out, especially if they can get what's her name? The voice of Ahsoka to voice this. Although it would obviously make more sense to get the voice of Padme from the Clone Wars television series to voice it. We'll see how they do with that. But that's not even coming out until March next year.
There's another book, I think, by Claudia Gray. Name's completely gone off the top of my head. Right at the very bottom. It was
Master and Apprentice.
Yeah. I think there's Obi-Wan and Anakin. Again, it's good. I mean, I like her books. She's a good Star Wars writer.
Sorry, correction. It's Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan.
They've been going back to the prequels. A lot of prequel stuff being announced. Darth Maul, Qui-Gon, you know, the Clone Wars TV series that we talked about. A lot of prequels.
Yeah, and I think that's... There's a lot of untapped potential there still, once you eliminate the old continuity. But also, it tells the kind of stories that they clearly want to tell right now. They want to be telling war stories.
Yeah.
Which is pretty clear from both what they're producing in terms of comics and books, but also what they're doing with the new era. Mm. You know, that a lot of The Last Jedi was kind of returning them back to this... the fight between the Resistance and the First Order, which is a very close mirror to the Rebellion and the Empire. But when you go back to the Clone Wars era, or the Republic era, it's all right there. You got multiple years worth of war to cover.
It's always that funny thing, because when you look back at the Clone Wars, you know, it's always hard to go, I can never really care, you know, it's like, well, you can't, they tried to portray the clone troopers as the ones to be caring about, like, well, no, but you're all going to become the Empire, and the robots were all just, it's always that weird thing, you're like, well, it was completely all orchestrated to just, I always find that, like, when they go back and do it, it's like, well, I can't really care about the troopers and all the rest of it because of what that is about to become.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the the great parts about the Clone Wars television series was you did care about these clones, even though you know what they turn into.
Yeah, it's definitely
The stormtroopers come in into anyway.
And there's tons of other bits and pieces. There's like a new mini series from IDW about like horror things with Darth Vader's castle. Probably going to be it's an continuation of the Star Wars Adventures line. So definitely sort of set your expectations for children's kind of kids comic books rather than anything serious in those.
And you know, I'll be interested in seeing what they're doing with this. The I'm expecting kind of Scooby-Doo shenanigans. So just could be fun.
Yeah, so that could be quite fun. In terms of merchandise, tons of stuff from Hasbro had a panel at the event. They showed off lots of new Star Wars action figures for the Black Series and the Vintage Collection. And also going to be doing like an archive thing of going back and pulling out some of the big characters from the past, like Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker. And like I would say, like re-releasing them, kind of some of the older ones, which is kind of cool. They also have said that they are gonna try and do, I think, more less waves, but more figures maybe per wave, because there's been some too many waves, but not enough in each wave, and it's been getting a little bit difficult. So they're gonna be doing that. There's been some more Mighty Mugs and stuff. There's some like cool ones, like the Ewoks and Darth Vader. That's kind of carrying all that there. And the HasLabs thing with the big barge, that was a big success, so they want to be doing more of that going forward. So lots of exciting things on the Star Wars things. And it was always that thing of, I think, we're not really going to find a huge amount out until Star Wars Celebration next year.
Yeah, I mean, why would you do all of your major Star Wars announcements at something like E3 or San Diego Comic-Con when you have your own convention specifically for it?
What was interesting, because I was watching a live feed of the Hasbro panel, was they even have said that they're going to basically be making announcements at multiple conventions from now on. So like Toronto, London, Mexico. And I'm wondering like if they're sliding into this thing and going, each time we have an event, we announce one or two new figures, and therefore we keep the hype building on each set rather than just kind of going like, here's everything. You know, and it's almost that press thing as well of like feeling like they're giving to the fans, but also spreading out hype and spreading out how they announce things. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It's kind of what they've been doing in video games for a while now.
And I think that there's a little bit of not getting lost in the shuffle at, like, say, San Diego or E3. If you announce something at Anaheim Comic-Con, you're going to get a lot more press about it than you are at San Diego, where your headline is only on the front page for an hour, maybe, until the next big thing pops up.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean, you know, the amount of stories I've been writing this week on and I've still not been covering everything. There's just, you know, things are, like you say, things are lost so quickly because what happened on Thursday is gone by Friday morning because so much is being announced. Probably too much. And I can see why Disney and stuff have pulled back a little bit. They announced a lot of stuff, but a lot of it was minor stuff. They weren't doing major stuff there.
Yeah, so they had the choice of, let's announce some minor stuff, and we'll keep our name out there, and we'll remind people that we're making comics, and there's Star Wars movies, and there's Marvel movies, and there's Marvel television shows, and et cetera, and we did this thing called the Clone Wars, which wasn't actually ours, but we're totally owning it now, and they can announce that here, and they'll still get the headlines. And then in a couple weeks at the next smaller convention, they can announce other things where it'll actually, you know, make some waves, and it'll stay visible over the weekend. So.
But no, it's overall not bad. Nothing, like I said, the Clone Wars stuff, which we talked about in another episode this week, was the kind of the big news. But generally, lots of great stuff. I really like the Chopper Black Series figure. That was definitely the one that jumped out to me the most. That's definitely going to be on my pickup list. But, James, anything else you want to add on that one?
I am definitely looking forward to some of these books. The Claudia Gray, she's written some of the best Star Wars books in the current continuity. I am excited to see what she has to do with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it's going to be cool to see what they do with all this stuff. But we'll let know what you guys are excited about as well from the Star Wars line, from what we saw at San Diego Comic-Con. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Subscribe, like, follow. And James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.